Hey, Tony.
I've got a summertime cold. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
No snappy intro. Straight to the beat. This is All the Best Kids.
On the Hometown Sounds podcast.
Didn't that song go?
It was everywhere, man. I love it.
What was that?
Well, we should say welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast.
Yeah,
where
sure,
we show you how DC rocks.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm Paul Vodra.
And I'm Tony Parecco.
And that was All the Best Kids with their brand new single called Confetti. It just got released on all the major digital platforms along with a B-side ballad called Unafraid. The band is fronted by singer Anya Ross and rapper Cody Valentine. They have been around since 2012 and put out their debut full-length album, Go Out With a Bang, last year. And this song also has a music video, which caught my attention on the release date, which happened on Friday, September 1st. And they filmed it at the Funk Parade. And that made me really happy because it was very recognizable. And it reminded me of one of my favorite music videos of all time, which was by Asheru and the Funk Arc, called Funky DC, and they also shot that at the Funk Parade. So it threw me back to that, which was really fun. If you're a band thinking about a music video, you could do worse than filming it at the Funk Parade. The band is affiliated with the One Love Massive Collective and the Love and Solidarity Collective, which is formerly known as the Lamont Street Collective, which was prominent for leftist activism and neighborhood advocacy. And your next chance to see this band live is actually on a pirate ship.
What? I gotta, What do you mean by a pirate ship?
I'm saying that there is a sunset cruise that is happening on Sunday, September 17th, featuring this band, All the Best Kids, and Drive TFC. And it is on something called the Boomerang Pirate Ship. And it sounds pretty damn fun. I could totally get down with a sunset cruise with live music.
I'm really into looking into this. It sounds like a cruise. Sounds like a fun entertainment cruise, but I mean like pirates? Pirates?
Costumes, theme perhaps? Who knows? It sounds like it's going to be really fun. Also, I should mention that All the Best Kids is all one word, and most of the time it's all lowercase.
Also, I was thinking about, like, what's the opposite of All the Best Kids? None
of the bad kids? It's kind of the same
thing.
The
worst adults?
That's true, yeah. Also, I must say that this song has kind of been bumping around in my head for the last couple of days, and my brain has rewritten the lyrics, so as I've been singing it, I've been singing Love Me Like Spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Paul, you and me. It's my parody lyrics.
I know. It's
coming
right.
Coming at you.
Yeah. Love Me Like Spaghetti. Oh,
just throwing spaghetti at the wall.
I know. It's great.
Oh, man. Let's keep the show pumping.
What do we have next, Tony?
Next, it's Show Pony. Show Pony with Castleponia. That is a track from the new release Show Party Demos that came out on August 9th. It is a pay what you want download on their Bandcamp. So, okay. They have this EP that they put out and they all have video game titles. All right. They're punsters. They've put out tracks with names like Subtractoral. You get it. They're fun. They're funny. But I did my due diligence here. I was like, I got to make sure that this is not like a Castlevania game theme. So I watched more than a few YouTube videos looking for that. And that, like, there was one video that was like 20 of the best Castlevania themes. I'm dead serious. I dug deep here.
God bless YouTube.
I thought you were going to stop with God bless you. And no. I was going to be like, oh, thanks, Paul. but no, the computer gets the credit.
That's right.
So here's the thing. Like, I'm not an enormous Castlevania fan. I did have a 3-week period where I played Symphony of the Night as a ROM on my computer. It was a PlayStation game that had a very like forward-thinking and fun and cool soundtrack.
Yeah.
And it was also a game where the Japanese translations like didn't always carry over so well.
Love it.
There was an item you would pick up so that when you're controlling the main character, when he goes underwater, he can breathe underwater. And it's an item you pick up and the item is displayed as holy symbol.
Mm-hmm.
But the picture of it is it's of a snorkel mask. They are playing a show this Friday, September 8th at Slash Run. They have good burgers and good trivia. Two reasons to go there.
That show also features an LA band called Jerkagram, which I think might be my pick for a fun band name of the episode. And a couple of DC bands, Caustic Casanova and Na. And this EP was recorded by our friend Alex Kozin of Brenda for his label Big Fig Records.
Speaking of Brenda, those Parade Pop Funyuns, they're playing our monthly showcase at the Kennedy Center's Millennium Stage this Thursday, September 7th.
So you should check that out for free. Get there at 5:30. The show starts at 6. And you know what? Here's the thing. If you can't make it in person, I understand. We understand. It's okay. Because they live stream all of the shows on YouTube. And I think that also like shows up on Facebook, because if I'm looking at Facebook sometimes at 6 p.m., sometimes I'll see the actual Millennium Stage show happening live right there in my feed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's cool. I can like maximize it and watch it right there. And they're also archived. So if you are having a happy hour or some other very important meeting or something at that time, you can go back and catch it later.
All right. So Paul, you know, I'm a guitar instructor, right?
Oh, yes.
I teach people to play guitar. And I started with a new student this past week, and you know, I was talking to her about, you know, what he's into. He's like 10 or 11, and she gave me a list of his faves. And should I start with the good or the bad?
Oh, definitely the good.
Dire Straits.
All right, yeah.
Creedence.
Yeah.
No, the bad. I mean, like, I don't know, the popularly bad, the Eagles.
Yeah, all right.
So this kid, he's 10 or 11, and he's occupying total dad rock. So, I mean, fine, whatever. I put together a Creedence lesson, and, you know, it was the totally right thing to do.
Yep.
So I'm doing my first lesson with him.
Yep.
And his mom's hanging out. She's sitting on the couch, like, next to him, you know, like, on the other side of the couch. That's fine. And she has her phone out, and she's doing some video stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. Like, baby's first guitar lesson. But then, like, 15, 20 minutes in, she flips the phone around. She's had dad on FaceTime the whole time.
That's adorable.
It's adorable. Was I surprised? Yes. So I was teaching son how to play dad rock in front of dad.
And you were unaware.
Yeah. But all right, he's all up on Dire Straits. And okay, Dire Straits, it's going to take a minute to get there because it's kind of complicated. It's really graceful, shreddy stuff, you know? Yeah. So then I was going through like my Dire Straits essentials.
Yep.
And I was led to their song, you know, the song Walk of Life.
Oh, yes.
So let's pull up a clip of that really quick.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I honestly previously just thought it was Popeye's store music. Because the thing is that there's a Cajun Zydeco feel to that keyboard sound.
Yeah.
So we covered Popeye's.
Yep.
We covered dad rock. I think it's time to move on to the next track here on the Hometown Sounds podcast. And that is
Miss Friedrich and the Messian Band.
Just dream, just move, just dance. I know it's a damaged heart you have, but the blood's still pumping. Oh, girl, before you cry. Girl, before you run. Oh, girl, before you damn the earth he walks on. Just close your eyes. Just wait for a light that will burn from the sun like a premonition. Walk on. I've seen it happen. The floor falls away and the sky bursts open. You'll find your wings. It pulls north, south, west, the east of things. Cause you may not know what to bring. So land for certain. Girl, before you cry. Oh, girl, before you run. Oh, girl, before you damn the earth you walks on. Just hold your tongue. Just breathe full lung. You may want to know who's to blame, but that's a fool's ambition.
The first track from Miss Friedrich's Messy Ann Band's brand new EP called Last Brick Laid is called Oh Girl, and that's the song that you just heard. Miss Friedrich is Sarah Friedrich, and she's joined by drummer Kirk Kubicek, and he lives in Philly. And side note, he's a very good drummer. We saw their EP release show this past Wednesday at DC9, and it was quite good.
It was real good. They had one of those, you know, full expanded lineups.
Yep.
People, different instruments. And hey, how about that snazzy new DC9 backdrop?
That was pretty snazzy.
Taking all that neon.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of the times, you know, when I am at shows, I like to try to take photos and post them on Instagram. And, you know, we end up going to the same venues all the time. And pictures at IOTA always look like pictures at IOTA because of the lighting and whatnot. And DC9 photos all have like crazy colors in them because of the crazy lighting and the backdrops and whatnot that they have there. So there, and now they have the logo in the back. So you'll always know that the photos are taken at DC9. These songs were recorded over one weekend in April of 2017, live to tape the old-fashioned way. Sarah tackled an old Baldwin and sang into a vintage microphone while Kirk hunkered down in the drum room surrounded by colorful tapestry. For the first time, a good helping of their live performance energy was wrestled into the genie bottle. This EP was recorded and produced by Stephen Russ, formerly of The Fire Tonight, who also recently long-term loaned me his drum kit.
Oh, I'm looking at that note, just waiting to jump on you for that. When we start in that van, Paul.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I have to set up that drum kit. I have to rearrange quite a lot of life in my second bedroom to accommodate that. And then, of course, I have to purchase lots of stuff to muffle it. I have to get those cymbals that have like holes in them and the special drum heads, because I'm sure that my neighbors are not going to be happy about it. But I'm looking forward to it.
Just letting you know that the offer stands.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I'm just having fun pushing your buttons right now.
It's funny. Everybody's hit, like, oh my buttons, gosh.
Hit, no, I think I'm hitting your drums.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. They're selling this EP digitally on Bandcamp. And if you act quickly, you can get it as a limited edition album art on a postcard that is suitable for mailing. This is exactly what I want. I have been asking about this for years now. I want to buy an album and I want to buy it in physical form, but I don't want it to take up any space. I want it to be completely flat. I want it to have the art on it. And I was thinking like a bigger size, but this whole idea of making it small enough to mail, I'm totally down with it. I'm very excited about it. I talked to them about this. I don't know whether I can claim any credit for this idea. They probably came up with this on their own. They are currently on tour and are live streaming much of it on Facebook. So definitely go there and check out some live tunes if for some crazy reason you missed their live show this past Wednesday night. And we have more music on the podcast. Tony is really excited about this one.
God, I'm going to talk about this, but like Jesus, the production of the song sounds great. New track from the NRIs right here.
We'll be right back. got hell to pay. But I'm okay. I got hell to pay. But that's okay.
KCRW ready, the NRIs. Jesus, that sounded Groot.
Mm-hmm. Such a big sound they have.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, that is true. The song was called Brooks Was Here. It is the lead-off single from their fourth EP called An Echo for Each One of Us. This is their first EP in 3 years since 2014's Playground, which you, if you don't know it, you can grab it off their Bandcamp page for whatever price sounds right to you. You can stream this EP now on their Bandcamp before its official release later in September. The NRIs stands for Non-Resident Indian. The band is led by Nayan Bhullar, formerly of the indie rock band Gist. And it also features Jesse Bergman, Gabe Fry, Melanie Fallow, Audrey White, Mike Nilsson, Colin Cogan, and Colin McCormick. The album release show is going down on Sunday, September 17th at the Black Cat. And if you go, you also get to see Dr. Robinson's Fiasco and a band from the Hampton Roads area called Step Pets. And I'll be honest with you, I think I speak for Tony as well. The title of the song did not immediately grab us with the reference, so I confessed to Googling it and discovered that it is a reference to The Shawshank Redemption.
Because if you know, it's just like, it's one of the old guys on stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Shawshank Redemption. It's a film that makes me feel all the feels.
It's a classic, an absolute classic movie. And yeah, it does have a lot of the feels. As does this band. I feel like one thing about the NRIs you can say is that their songs do not shy away from the feels.
Yeah, and you know what? It's so strange because they're all just such friendly, easygoing people.
Yeah.
And when Nayan sings forgive me," like, I'm like, you've done something wrong to someone? Like, what?
Can't even imagine that. Such a stand-up dude.
So what the hell is next, Paul? Doesn't that sound off-putting?
Yeah, but this song is going to really wow you.
Promise?
Oh, yes. This is a new single by Mayumin Youssef and DJ Dummy the Genius as The Vintage Babies.
I trust you, Paul.
If I should die tomorrow at the hands of the policeman, it a suicide, would you even question why? Ooh. Would you shake your head, say this ain't right, or do your best to forget about me? Please, please, please don't forget.
Say my name. Say my name. Say my name. the hands of the policeman. And the papers say, we're gonna call it a suicide. Would you even question why? Would you believe in my innocence? Would you even come to my defense? Would you believe in the good I've done? Or will my name be spared and my story unsung? Search for the answers, we'll take what the hand does. Who's gonna stand with me? Please, please, please don't forget about me. Eventually die, shot with their hands in the sky. Your favorite revolutionaries give up and comply. For a house on the hills, white wife, couple meals. I'm lesser Mohicans, I guess. Fighting for a cause, they say it's lost, but I can't let it rest. Rebellion in the memories of my mama's breast. And I drank till I was drunk, like I was lean off that crunk. We live in every word that we rapping about. And the struggle, it get hard, but we ain't backing out. Nothing is impossible. The word alone says I'm possible. So I'm the racehorse that I'm riding for. Audacity of hope. To believe you can succeed when everybody and their mama say no. Oh, fuck y'all. I'm different. Descending of the fittest. Reincarnated just so I can handle business. My name.
Supposed to be feeling right now. That's a tricky one. All right, so it's about, I was about to say police goofs, but that just sounds so minimizing.
That is true. It's Black Lives Matter.
Yes. But like, it's such sweet music about a very terrible and difficult phenomenon. Oh, what do I do there? Are you saying you don't have answers for me?
No, I don't. I can tell you about the song though.
That's a start.
That's true. That song is called Say My Name. It is a tribute to Sandra Bland and many other women whose voices dare to be heard and whose stories haunt us all until we remember their names. This is by the new pairing of Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter Maumma Youssef, a.k.a. Mumu Fresh, and DJ Dummy the Genius of Brooklyn. They have just put out a self-titled album consisting of 17 soul and hip-hop headbangers and features musical greats like Common, as well as some incredible songwriting and vocal help from Top Dog's own Sir, Malik Youssef, and Baltimore's Rose Gold from the Poly Seeds. The album is a $10 download on their Bandcamp page. Vintage Babies is a revival of the soul, funk, and gospel sounds that hip-hop was founded on. The aim of Vintage Babies is to celebrate the resilience and power of the human spirit through the utilization of the soulful sounds that have gotten us through difficult times in our history and will surely continue to do so for years to come. This is not the first time DJ Dummy and Maumma Youssef have collaborated. They toured together for several years with rapper actor Common, and in 2014, they released a mixtape together entitled The Reintroduction of Mumu Fresh. DJ Dummy and Maumma Youssef are not new to the music scene, but if your ears are new to the sounds they've been creating and curating for almost a decade, then check out their track records. You can catch Moo Moo Fresh at the third annual Pink Alive concert at Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club on Sunday, October 1st to commemorate Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. If you like us, review us. I dare you.
Tony really, really likes the podcast reviews.
But you can email us about what you think about the podcast reviews, DJ at hometownsoundsdc.com. Or you can tell us what you think, or you can submit new music, or you can tell us about music videos, because we do a blog where we post music videos, and so Paul does.
That's right. That's at hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, the social media is at Hometown Sounds, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But really, of course, the important thing is to support all the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And go see them play live.
Yeah.
All around town.
Yes, exactly. Like, for example, at our next Millennium Stage show that we mentioned, it's going to be Thursday, September 7th, Brenda, at the Millennium Stage Kennedy Center. We have one a month. We have bands already booked for October, November, and December. We got some really good ones coming up.
Please. Paul's not bluffing. Anyway, we have one last track for you, and this is a track from a band called The Wine Dark Sea. It is a track called Dirt Farmer. This is a band that we featured back in 2015, and it is some pretty dirty, grimy, blast beat stuff. However, this track is kind of stands out from this album of protest songs that they have released. And hey, let's all connect it. We're all on the same team here. I think we know where we're all at. I sound like a nice guy, right? Anyway, check out this song. It's called Dirt Farmer. And what I think is cool is it sounds like it's a grunge band, like having a rehearsal, being like, nah, we don't need our pedal boards. Like, we don't need to, like, put on all these crazy effects. Anyway, this is Dirt Farmer. See you later, Paul.
Thanks very much for listening. Thanks, Tony.
Bye.
See you next time. Your breath that we may thrive.